Here we go. An imam for Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. And an imam really is just interval training in disguise. And as we all know, intervals are Latin for fun. Here's what we have. Imam 16 minutes of, and if you're unfamiliar, imam stands for every minute on the minute. And all that means is the clock runs, and during each minute, as per the workout description, there's something you have to do, a task, for that minute. You accumulate as much work as you can, note it down, and you move on to the next minute. The clock continues to run, and you add up your score at the end. So for this little gem, men need a pair of 35-pound dumbbells, women a pair of 25-pound dumbbells, men will be using a 70-pound kettlebell, women a 53, and break out your trusty rower. 3, 2, 1, go. Minute 1, max reps, the devil press. Minute 2, calories on the rower. Minute 3, rest. Minute 4 is rest. Minute 5, kettlebell swings. That's American going all the way overhead. And it's always American unless otherwise annotated. If it's Russian, I'll always say Russian. If it just says kettlebell swings, you can assume American. And then minute 6, row for calories. Minute 7, rest. Minute 8, rest. So this is a built-in 1-to-1 work-to-rest ratio. You work for 2 minutes, you rest for 2 minutes. You work for 2 minutes, you rest for 2 minutes, and you'll do that 2 times through, since it's 8 minutes, but it's a 16-minute imam. You'll cycle through it. And there are plenty of people that will be able to keep moving that entire first minute for devil press, just at a decent clip, and just keep going and keep going. So where the sting comes in, if you're kind of set at a pace or trapped to a pace on minute one, is when you get onto the rower. Is this a low intensity, moderate intensity, or high intensity day? It's a choose your own adventure day, and it all is determined by how hard you go on the rower every time that you get on it. That is what will make it distinct one way or another. And same deal when you get to the second group of work. There are some people who will be able to move a fair amount to that 1 minute with that heavy bell. And so you're kind of maybe stuck in a pace there, but that all changes when you get on the rower. So enjoy that. We've got videos showing the rowing and the American swing, and then of course we've got some goal times or scores here, I should say. Super fitness robot would be 12 devil press or more per minute. Row, 20 calories for men, 15 for women or more per minute. Kettlebell swings, 25 reps or more per minute. And then I covered the row already. More likely scores. Devil press, 7 or more per minute. The row will now be 15 calories for men or 10 or more for women. Then the kettlebell swings, 15 reps or more in the minute. The wild card option assumes that you've got a rower, but you don't have a set of dumbbells, right? You're just a barbell person, so you can't do the devil press. We've got you covered, friend. It's going to be an 18-minute imam now instead of a 16 because we had to move things around a bit. But you're not going to be shortchanged. You're going to have a blast. Here's what we have. Minute number 1, bar-facing burpees. How awesome is that? Get you warmed up. Minute 2, power snatch. Many reps as you can get. 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. Relatively considered for a lot of people a moderate to a lighter load on the power snatch. But I bet it will be interesting how that feels for a minute after the bar-facing burpees. It's going to be challenging. Then you've got 1 minute on the rower, pulling as hard as you can. 2 minutes of rest on minute 4 and minute 5. Minute 6, kettlebell swings. Ooh, I've got a typo here. Minute 7, row for calories. Minute 8, rest. Minute 9, rest. That's going to be a great one. Scaled option, we've got videos of the power snatch and the burpees. Scaled option, same as the workout of the day, 16-minute imam, devil press, rowing, swings, and rowing, but the dumbbell weight is lower, 25 pounds for men, 15 for women, and the kettlebell swing weight has been reduced as well, 35 pounds for men, 25 pounds for women. Let me hit save on this so I don't lose that typo. Good, okay. The limited equipment option, they've got the dumbbells, but they don't have a rower, they don't have a kettlebell. So they've got a 16-minute imam. They'll do the devil's press in the first minute, pair of 35s, pair of 25s. But then instead of the rower, they're going to do 10-meter shuttle sprints, down and back, down and back, down and back, just as many times as you can rip them out in that 1 minute period. Minute 3 and 4 are rest. Minute 5 is dumbbell swings, American style, using a 50-pound dumbbell for the men, 35 for the women. Minute 6, back to the 10-meter shuttle sprints. Minute 7, rest. Minute 8, rest. And let's see, we've got a video showing the dumbbell swing and the scoring on the shuttle sprint. So you mark out 10 meters. If you just go down, that's one rep. If you go down and back, that's two. If you go down, back, down, that's three. So on and so forth. So that helped you with the scoring. So for the Super Fitness Robot, they're going to have their shuttle run score is 17 or more in 1 minute would be Super Fitness Robot. And the more likely for the shuttle sprints would be 10 or more. No equipment workout of the day. This will get spicy. EMOM 16 minutes. Minute 1, max reps burpees. Minute 2, 10 meter shuttle sprints, max reps. Minute 3 and 4 are rest. So you'll cycle through that 4 times if you do the math. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. The first part is 3 different items. You're going to just choose one. You're not going to do all 3. And if you can do all 3, I would choose the one you feel will get you most outside your comfort zone, because that's where a lot of good adaptation will take place. So you can either do wall walks, 10 to 20 reps, not for time, slow and controlled. We've got a video there. The second option is a snatch balance, 5 heavy singles, video there. Or option 3, linchpin complex number 8. Which is for load, 1 power snatch, 1 hang power snatch, 1 full snatch. You would perform that complex 3 to 5 times, resting a couple minutes between each. It is intended to be unbroken, but if that would make it unsafe for you, then by all means drop the barbell. And you choose the loading. Or of course, you could lower the loading. So you're going to choose one of those 3. Then the other part of the optional accessory work has 3 choices, and you're just going to choose one. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, as fast as you can, 24-inch box for men, 20 for women, that's facing the box, or 50 bar facing burpees, or just 50 regular burpees as fast as you can. So, good times. And remember, the accessory work is always optional, truly. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the foam roller for the back and lats, and the wall stretch for the leg. So I hope you enjoyed that EMOM. For most of us, it's a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.